Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests with me. I have Michelle Gannuzzi, who's the CEO with Tarkett Worldwide, and Alexander Colette Decoré, who's the CEO with Desso. Gentlemen, glad to be with you.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. You're both in Holland. We had some big news at the end of October that Tarkett was buying Desso. I'd like to get into the details on that, but I haven't talked to you in a while, Michelle, around your third quarter performance with Tarkett. A couple things on that. Revenue was down just a little bit, down 3.3%, but you held on to your margins at 15.4%. It looks like most of the issue around this year-over-year revenue is in the CIS area, which is Russia and Ukraine. It was down 11%, but North America was down just a little bit too, wasn't it?
Absolutely, Kemp. As you probably know, at least since the beginning of the year, this crisis in Ukraine and Russia has had some consequences not only on the strength of the currency, because local currencies in these countries have devalued quite significantly since the beginning of the year,
right.
And Tarkett has been able to offset this devaluation through regular price increases since last year, but also the economy in the area has been slowing down quite significantly, to be honest, compared to the years before, where we had a very fast-growing economy. This year, in the third quarter, the region had a negative sales performance by 11%, and we hope it's going to stabilize now at a lower level, though, but at least stabilize. We're very pleased to report in the third quarter results is, despite the significant drop of sales in a region where good level of profitability, the Tarkett Group, through its very balanced business model between regions and markets, has been able to maintain same level of margin than the year before for the whole quarter, which was, I think, very well welcomed by the financial community.
And in North America, I think the decline is probably more on the residential side than it is on the commercial side, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we had a soft residential activity since the beginning of the year. On the commercial side, we were a bit surprised by a very weak month of August, to be honest. It seems that we were not the only one to see such a surprising drop, but we remain cautiously optimistic for the commercial business going forward. The ABI indicators looks great, and we believe that it was just a dip. Residential is much softer than expected, you are right.
Okay. I should have pointed out at the beginning, you know, the Tarkett is the third largest flooring company in the world with sales over $3 billion, and you're based in Paris, do have a worldwide operations over 100 countries served, and you focus in the flooring business and also in the athletic surface business. Before we get into the details of the Desso acquisition, I just want to point out that you've been very active in acquisitions. You acquired Johnsonite in 2005, Centiva in 2010, and then Tandis in 2012. And after that, you've done a stock IPO, and you've divested the KKR ownership of the company from about 40-some percent down to about 20-some percent. So you've been keeping busy, haven't you, Michelle?
Well, it's been a very interesting period. We have the very strong support from our shareholders over the last 10 years to continue to invest in the company, to pursue our profitable growth strategy, which is a combination of organic growth, especially fueled by a strong innovation pipeline. And also, we complement this organic growth with acquisitions. And in the last 7 years, we made in total 18 acquisitions, this will be being the 18th one, from small to medium-sized companies to much larger companies like Desso or Tandis.
Let's move to this Desso acquisition. You are a publicly traded company. You're traded in Paris in the Euronext Stock Exchange. What can you tell us about the details of the purchase?
Maybe I will let Alexander speak about how we get together.
Okay.
I think it's an interesting story. And then after, maybe I'll comment about the financial aspects of the transaction. But I think what's interesting is why, at the end, we started to fall in love with each other.
Yeah, well, Kemp, just to add what Michelle is saying, I think for us it's a dream come true to be part of the Tarkett family, being number three, as you say, and a very innovative company, very much focused on the customer, putting the customer at the center of the table in everything they do, and that's also what we aim to do. Obviously, we both have a strong emphasis on innovation and focus on the cradle-to-cradle and circular economy element of society, and we aim to make the floor work for the user's health and well-being by having the right products in terms of design, creativity, functionality. We met last year at a cradle-to-cradle circular economy event. And since then, we started talking, and that led to serious exploration about 6 months ago. And we are thrilled in the organization to become part of the TACAT group by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. Actually, just to give some of our listeners a quick overview on you guys, from what I can tell, you are focused in tufted and woven production. You focus in the carpet business when it comes to floor covering, but you also play in the sports turf business, and you have an annual turnover of about $253 million U.S. in 2013. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about right. If you look at our business, 90% is carpets, rough numbers. Yeah. And of that 100%, 10% is then sports. And sports, we have artificial grass for whatever purpose one could imagine. And we have a product by we inject artificial fibers in natural grass to reinforce it and to give you more playing hours. And that is used, I mean, the customer decides whether he wants artificial grass or our Grassmaster, that's a Grassmaster solution, but we have done several projects in European football clubs or the World Cup in Brazil, or if you take the Denver Broncos, who play on our pitch. And then 10% of that 90 is residential, which is mainly Europe. 10% is our woven business, which you mentioned, which we sell in the high-end hospitality segment, marine, cruising, offshoring, and aviation. And then that all adds up with the 70% contract, where we have a strong focus on design like TACAT. So design for both companies is critical, and all kinds of functional innovations like our Desso Airmaster product, which we talked about once, which is capturing and reducing fine dust in the air, as well as our acoustical product, which is the Soundmaster product, to have in open office perfect acoustics and therefore improving performance and concentration of people. And obviously a very exciting development which we've done with Philips, whereby we have integrated LED solutions with our carpet tiles so they become light transmissive. So that together with the cradle-to-cradle and circular economy, I think, makes us all thrilled to be part of TACAT.
Yeah, and previous to TACAT buying you, you were owned by private equity firm Bensis Capital. Is that correct?
That's correct. We actually were owned first by another private equity firm coming from Armstrong, and then we moved in 2011 to another private equity firm, which was great support to grow the business. But now we really go to the ideal scenario, being part of, as you say, the number three in the world. Clearly, if you look at our portfolio, it's very complementary to TACAT. So that makes it very exciting, and also for us to accelerate our growth ambitions.
Mm-hmm. You know, both you gentlemen know that most of my audience is here in the U.S., and question that they've got to wonder when they hear news like this is, for quite a while, Alexander, you've talked a little bit about your relationship with the Dixie Group. You know, you guys have been together with a joint face to the hospitality market, and then you also had an arrangement where the Maslin folks were representing your Airmaster products over here. What happens to that arrangement?
Well, we have made an arrangement, and we honor that arrangement, and we will discuss that further with our current partner, Dixie Group, once the deal, which is aimed to materialize by the end of this year, discuss how we'll move forward and how we serve our mutual customers in the best way.
And, you know, another good question to ask is, as TACAT continues to build its position in the North American market, not too long ago, really mostly a hard surface focus, 2 years ago acquiring Tandis, you've got to wonder if down the road, and is it conceivable that Desso products might ultimately be produced at a Tandis facility, a TACAT Tandis facility in Dalton?
Before we decide where we produce the products, I think we need to start thinking about what we want to sell and where we want to sell. The beauty with Tandis and Desso, these are two very strong companies with very strong innovation. Different technologies, by the way, that can be either shared or that complement each other. Obviously, as you can imagine, in a camp, I mean, we will be looking at, for example, products like Airmaster that are being distributed in the U.S. are great products, so there's no reason why we should not expand this product any further in the U.S. with one partner or another. And similarly, the Powerbond product, to give an example, the Powerbond product of Tandis is a great product that certainly could serve a lot of customers in Europe. So we'll be looking at first the product portfolio and where we can strengthen our offer to better serve our customers. And then, of course, we'll manufacture where it makes sense.
And I'm sorry to pull you kind of over into a North American focus, because I've got to think that most of the fit of the two companies is probably primarily a European play. Am I correct?
Well, I mean, if you ask from the Desso perspective to me, Camp, 85% of our business currently is in Europe, but apart from our ambition to further grow share in Europe, we also like to further conquer the world with the products we feel add a lot of value. And for that, it's fantastic, obviously, that we will be part of Tarkett Group.
So we've just announced this at the end of October. Usually there's a process where it takes a little while to pull all this together. When do you anticipate having everything completed as far as this acquisition is concerned?
We are now in the last step of the process where we have to require clearing from some antitrust authorities in one country in Europe, in Germany, to name it, which is a legal requirement. And we don't expect any major difficulty with this. And also we have to get the approval from the Works Council here in the Netherlands. And I just met them this afternoon. That's my reason to be here with Alexander.
Okay.
And of course, they are extremely thrilled to join Tarkett, so it shouldn't be any problem. So altogether, we expect both the two formalities to be completed by the year end, and certainly by January 1st, we'll be together as one company.
Great. Well, thanks, gentlemen, for spending time with me. This is very big news and continues to build Tarkett as a world power in the flooring market. Again, been talking to Michelle Ganuzzi, who's the CEO with Tarkett Worldwide, and with Alexander Colette-Decoré, who's the CEO with Desso. And you've been listening to Kempar and Floridelli.net.